Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Gary Thompson coming to you with another episode. We're going to be talking about the efficient action. There's so many keys to this book, The Science of Getting Rich. And, you know, I'm just going to keep sharing that I highly recommend people get this book. You can go to my website, goodthoughtenergy.com, and get the link for it. The reason why I keep referencing this is it's basically a manual to the process of getting rich. And again, these riches are in all areas of our life. It's not just money, but it's how we do things. You know, it talks about how we do things in a certain way. And, you know, I'm using this material for myself, you know, because I go through and I listen to it as well because it's information. And one of the powerful things about all of this, it keeps me on purpose, meaning that this is not something you just read like a novel and, okay, yeah, that was a good book. I got some good things from it. You have to commit to study. You have to commit to studying your thought energy, controlling your thought energy, because thought become things. And so whatever you're thinking about will bring, you know, about. So I'm recording these podcasts very early in the morning, you know, sometimes 5:30 in the morning, because I get up excited to share this information. And I also put a deadline on when I wanted to complete this, because I wanted to be efficient. I wanted to be efficient getting this information out, because I know in our society today, people binge watch, and I wanted to put this documentary together so those that are interested in finding out the whole process, they can actually go episode after episode and continue to review it. And as I mentioned, these episodes that I'm putting together, these podcasts, if it's a value, or you know, you feel, I know it's value. I shouldn't say if it's a value. I know it's value because it works. But if you know someone that this can help, please share it with them. What I see value in this information is I don't know my audience. And all I'm doing is sharing a success documentary that helped me. And that's one of the things that helped me when I was reviewing this. When I was going through Bob's seminar, he was just sharing the information, and I chose to apply it and got the desired results. So, you know, this book, The Science of Getting Rich, this chapter here about efficient action. And I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs here, and then I'm going to give you some examples of how I learned some things myself at an early age about this. It's actually a pretty funny story, you know, about some things. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just read from the chapter 12 here. You must use your thought as directed in a previous chapter. That's that word again, thought. Thinking, thoughts, that's what it's all about. It's about controlling those thoughts and spending some time on those thoughts. So, and begin to do what you can do where you are, and you must do all that you can do where you are. You know, I hear so many people say that, you know, when I get this, I'm going to, you know, once I get, you know, everything set up, I'm going to get started. Or once I, you know, make enough money, I'm going to do this. Or, you know, once my kids get older, I'm going to start, you know, doing something, right? It's always in the future of putting something off. Or, you know, I don't have all the equipment I need to work out. Just start where you are. This podcast, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to put a podcast together. All the things that it takes to make a, you know, quality recording, or even how to set it up. But you learn. And so you can advance only by being larger than your present place. Again, I didn't know how to do a podcast, but I said, okay, I see other people doing it. So if they can do it, I can do it. And, you know, no man is larger than his present place, who leaves undone any other work pertaining to that place. The world is advanced only by those who more than feel their present place. So this world we live in, and I always hear people say, you know, they should do this, they should do that. Well, who's they? That's you, your story, you know, what you're bringing to society. We all have gifts, dreams, and stories, and everybody has a story to share. And, you know, I'd like to hear from you guys. Connect with me on Facebook or email. I want to hear how things are working for you and advancements that you're taking. But we all have a place. You know, we all have a place to move this world forward. If no man quite fills his present place, you can see that there must be a going backwards in everything. So either you're moving forward or you're going backwards. Those who do not quite fill their present place are dead weight upon society, government, and the industry. They must be carried along by others at a great expense. You know, we see that all the time in all kinds of social circles. You know, your community, jobs, family. I remember coaching as a kid. Coaching kids. I was coaching in an area where they didn't have a lot of support. Didn't have a lot of help. And I was in a situation where I was coaching and I had to umpire because we didn't have umpires. We had to trade umpires. Although we had people there around that could help, they chose not to. They weren't filling their place. They had children out there playing. They weren't contributing to the process. And I know people are busy, but that's your child out there. Someone could help out. So I don't know why I threw that in there, but I should say, I just don't like to see people just sit back all the time and watch other people work. But anyway, I didn't know how I got there. But, you know, just being efficient in what you do, that goes back to getting up early. You know, that's the key. You're going to hear me say that over and over, getting up early, you know, working on your thoughts. And you may say, well, golly, that's hard to do. But, you know, that's hard to get up and do that every day. Well, at first it is. At first it is. But when you start getting results from getting up early, writing 10 things down in your gratitude journal, if you have anything bothering you, those three things, write it down, send love to it, and then ask God for guidance for the day. That's how you can be efficient, because it's going to set up a routine, a very positive routine, and you don't even have to think about it anymore. So that's a way of being efficient. And I was talking to someone the other day, they kept saying they keep repeating some of the same things over and over, and they're not happy with themselves and so forth. But I said, what are you doing? What are you reading? What are you putting in? And they weren't reading or listening to anything. They were just letting outside conditioning control them. And I said, you gotta at least get up and be grateful. Get a gratitude journal. And again, I mentioned in my previous episode, I almost missed that. You know, that's so simple to do, but it's so simple not to do. But that will give you direct connection to God, because when you, it's hard to be, you know, upset and just angry if you start your day with gratitude. You know, again, it's not means that you're not going to have any challenges, but it allows you to look at things in a different way. Versus just getting upset. So moving on with efficiency, my son, he's taking martial arts right now, and he's no longer a beginner. He's spent almost a year now, and he told me this wasn't my goal for him, but he said, Dad, I want to be a black belt. Well, right then and there, just like I used to coach kids that told me they wanted to go pro, I coached them differently. So I share with them my martial art background and what it takes to be disciplined and focused on what you're working towards. And so we set goals for obviously his advancement and rank with his belt. But he's at a point now that he needs to be efficient in everything that he does. I share with him that we need to be on time. Actually, you know, 10 minutes early before practice and be ready. But everything that he does now, he needs to be efficient as far as his strikes, his punches, his kicks, all that, you know, has to be efficient. Now he's only, 7 years old, and there's other kids in the class, and he tells me, well, that's how they're doing. I said, no. I said, you only can focus on what you're doing. I said, to advance further, you need to be efficient in everything that you do, because you're just wasting time if you're not. If you're just showing up to mess around, and he doesn't mess around, but it's at a point now he's not a beginner. There's more things expected. You know, we're talking about advancing, right, and growing. There's more things that are expected if you're going to be a black belt or just advancing, period. You have to look at your form. You have to look at your stance. You have to look at all these things, and then they become your new normal. It's not anything to think about. So that's an area that we're working on, being efficient with all his exercises, everything that he's doing. And then I have a short little story I want to share with you about what happened to me in high school with the high school band. We had a music instructor. He was a instructor at a very prestigious drum and bugle corps, and he was our music instructor, and he was very, very, very efficient. You know, he was a guy that if he went over a part of the music with you, he would be extremely upset the next day if he had to go over that with you again. Well, our band, we had a lot of, you know, you would say, it's my alarm there. We had a lot of, if you say, you know, popular people, athletes, cool people in our band. And, you know, we were just kind of doing it. You know, we liked music, but we weren't fully engaged as he was. And we would go to competitions and we didn't do well. We would place, you know, at the bottom a lot. And for him, that was unacceptable because he's with a drum and bugle corps that traveled all over the world and took championship trophies. And here he is, you know, bringing that skill set to a public school to advance and teach us music and give us a great experience. And we weren't taking it seriously. So one day we showed up to band in the morning and everything was gone. All his pictures, all his everything. He was quitting. And we knew we had a great instructor. We knew his background and what he did with the drum and bugle corps. But we just weren't being efficient in what we were doing. Our standards wasn't where he felt we should be. We didn't take it seriously. So he was going to quit. He said he put in his resignation. He was quitting. And right then and there, we had a wake up call. You know, we ran around, we talked to all the band members, and we said, hey, our instructor's quitting. And we're like, no way. He can't be quitting. He said, yeah, he's quitting because, you know, we're not performing. So long story short, a couple of us went in and spoke to him. He said, well, hey, look, if I have a meeting the day after school, will everyone be there? And we said, yeah. So we got the word out. We had guys on our team that were, you know, they were on a track team, they were in football, and they missed their practice to get to this meeting because we wanted our instructor to stay. Well, we spoke to him. He said, "We're going forward, I need you guys to take those instruments home and practice," because we weren't. I know I wasn't. I wasn't giving up my all. And from that day forward, we became more efficient. And so he was able to grow us. We were able to grow. We weren't going backwards. We were learning new things. We were learning great different disciplines and marching and learning music and having fun, because one, we were being efficient, but now we were being recognized throughout the Bay Area of being a up and coming. Well, actually, not an up and coming. We were a good band. We were competing with bands twice our size, and we were winning out competition. We actually missed by maybe a tenth of a point to go on ESPN competition, but we went from zero to hero, you know, because we were being efficient. We got serious about what we had. And when you're efficient and focused, great things can happen. And, you know, that's just a lesson to share about being efficient. And I try to do that, or I work towards that every day, giving my best every day. Meaning, you know, just doing different things around the house. If I have projects that I'm working on, I want to be efficient, and it usually starts by getting up early. So this is a short episode today, but, you know, being efficient is key. You know, your daily method of operation, you know, knowing what you want, have your goals written down, and then applying, being efficient, working towards it for growth. So I'm going to go ahead and end today. Podcast going to end it a little short. I may have a little bonus at the end that I'll play. It's an audio that I created a couple weeks in to this webinar that I was attending. Just kind of give you a mindset of where I was at. I think it was about February, March time frame. Anyway, enjoy your day. Thanks for listening in, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. I believe we are going to be talking about business, actually. Getting in the right type of business. I believe that's the chapter. Yeah, getting the right type of business. So anyway, I'll catch you on the next episode. Have a great day, and good thought energy. Talk to you later.